Masechet Shevi'it, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah commands that one is not allowed to work his field in Eretz Yisrael every seventh year. Shemitah begins the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. A person, though, is not allowed to plow his field from an earlier period that even takes place within the sixth year. On a Torah level, that's 30 days. 30 days before the first of Tishrei. But on a Drabanan level, Hachamim said that we're going to go a little bit earlier. We're going to start the time where a person is not allowed to plow from earlier on within the sixth year. This Mishnah is going to talk about an orchard with trees. People would even plow the trees when they were fully grown in order to allow water to get absorbed deeper into the ground, and that would, in effect, help the fruit grow in a much more beneficial way. The Mishnah is going to discuss at what point during the year was plowing not allowed. Mishnah says, "Ad in matay chorshin b'steha ilan." Erev Shevi'it, until what point is a person allowed to plow a field of trees during the year before Shemitah, during the sixth year? Bet Shammai Omrim kol zeman shehu yafeh lapedi. Bet Shammai say, it's allowed, a person is allowed to plow those trees as long as it's beneficial to the fruit of the sixth year. There's no set date where it becomes prohibited to plow that tree before the Shevi'it. Rather, as long as the plowing is beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year, it's allowed. But the point where plowing becomes not beneficial anymore is where a person is not allowed to plow, where plowing becomes permitted. During the springtime, plowing was usually a benefit to those trees because it would allow the water to go more deeply into the ground. But once summer came and the ground dried up, plowing became prohibited because it wasn't beneficial whatsoever. Usually didn't rain during that time. And this really, time of rainfall is subjective. It changes from year to year. So according to the opinion of Beit Shammai, whenever they see that this season is starting to not become beneficial anymore, that's when it becomes prohibited to plow. Beit Hillel are going to disagree. Beit Hillel omrim, ad ha'atzeret. Beit Hillel say, they'll agree in terms of when they think you're not allowed to plow anymore, which is when it's not beneficial anymore for the fruits of the sixth year, but they don't like the subjective deadline that Beit Shammai are offering. And they're going to say, you know what? From Shevi'it, from Ha'atzeret, from Shavuot, from that time period of and on, one Shavuot hits, you're not allowed to plow anymore. That plowing is considered to be for the seventh year and not for the sixth year. Therefore, they rather a fixed deadline as opposed to a subjective deadline that Beit Shammai are offering. But the Mishnah concludes by saying, "Ukrovim divrei elu lehiot ki divrei elu." Really, the opinion of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are very similar. They're very close in time. It's not like there are huge gaps between them. For all intents and purposes, really, Beit Shammai here is a little bit more lenient because he would allow you to continue plowing a little bit after Shavuot. That deadline of when it's beneficial only to the sixth year really creeps up a little bit after Shavuot, so he really becomes the one who is more lenient in this halacha.